Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we are presented with the first steps in the public ministry of Christ. Jesus appeared to go into hiding when John was arrested, but he was actually taken a step forward. He left his hidden life in Nazareth, moved to Capernaum, which was to become his headquarters, and began to preach and to gather disciples. And this was experienced by people in that region as a great light. The kernel of his message was simple. Repent, literally change your mentality, the way you see things. Leave behind the bad attitudes that blind you, and start to look at things from God's perspective. And we get to see that perspective in the Sermon on the Mount, which is the section that follows this one. The reason Jesus gave to support that radical change of mind was, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is, God is establishing a visible presence on earth. That presence would not be like that of the earthly kingdoms. In fact, many times Jesus would draw the contrast between his kingdom and those of this world. But still, it would be a kingdom, a certain visible structure, a new set of relationships, a new mentality coming from God and emerging in this world. Now, if someone asked where the kingdom of God was back then, I would say in the person of Jesus and around him, in the kind of interactions he generated as he went throughout Galilee, preaching, healing those who were sick, and forming disciples. The kingdom of God was visible in the lifestyle that emerged around Jesus. The following section, the calling of Simon, Andrew, James, and John, gives us a snapshot of that kingdom. Precisely because God's kingdom was appearing, we see that the Son of God was calling its first apostles. Some people were able to leave everything behind because they saw something so convincing and so substantial in Christ that no other lifestyle could compete with it. While that was true, Jesus also told them he would make them fishers of men. That is, they were starting on a new path, but their personality and their acquired skills and their style would come with them. The kingdom of God doesn't replace or cancel the good elements of human history, but assumes them and elevates them. So, what do you think was most striking for people who encountered Jesus in those early days of his ministry? What are the characteristics of that kingdom that Jesus brought? What change of mentality do you need to enter that kingdom more fully?